10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65, and that's for the next 19 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio, presented by Emeritus Senior Living Communities, for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Further ado, Aging Info Radio. And here's your host, Susan Wacky.
Do you or someone in your life live with a chronic disease or suffer with chronic pain? Well, stay right here. There is hope in reversing it. And welcome to Aging Info Radio. And we meet again. And if you want to listen to our show live on the web, go to aginginforadio.com. And there's a listen live button right there on our homepage. And if you can't catch all of our show today, it will be posted up on podcast shortly after we air. And again, that's at aginginforadio.com. I have a really great show today. I have two guests who will be joining me to talk about chronic disease and our emotional health. And you know, that with chronic disease, the possibilities of reversing it with fresh, unconventional ideas that can improve our health and really stop the chronic symptoms. And my first guest is Patricia Stevens, and she knows firsthand about chronic disease and pain and how to recover from it from her own personal story. And she shares that story in detail in her book called Reversing Chronic Disease. And her website is justthat.com. Welcome, Patricia Stevens, to Aging Info Radio.
Thank you, Sue. I so appreciate the opportunity to chat with you and to share with the listeners.
Well, I appreciate that. And you are a certified nutritional consultant, and you've got your own personal history with chronic illness. And give us a little brief background there. I know that you are living proof that the disabled can definitely regain their health.
You know, it gives me great joy to tell people that I have recovered from chronic illness, fibromyalgia. I don't know if our listeners are familiar with fibromyalgia. It's a disorder of chronic pain, low energy, sleep problems, mood changes in many, and there are many other symptoms, but those are some of the bigger ones. Although, one other that just came to my mind, and that is brain fog.
Mm-hmm. That goes with all that.
Yes, I did. And I'd been a teacher for 22 years, and I got to the point that I couldn't remember the lessons I had taught my students. I couldn't sleep at night, and the pain was excruciating for me. And at that point, it felt like I had no life.
Mm-hmm.
And I went through all kinds of medical workups. I saw what I thought were the best doctors in my area. And I got the diagnosis of fibromyalgia from the Mayo Clinic, from some researchers in Birmingham, Alabama, that worked with fibromyalgia patients. So I know for sure that my diagnosis was correct.
And but then you took it to the next level, because those doctors, from what you told me, were not doing, I mean, it was not getting better. So becoming with you being a certified nutritional consultant, you decided to take an alternative path and look at it from that perspective.
I did. That came later.
Oh, it did. Okay.
It did. I was a teacher and had to take a disability. I was disabled for several years, and I found some answers in improving my health. And when I did regain my health, it was so important for me to go out and put my hand out to try to make a difference for other people.
And is that what inspired you to write your book?
It is.
And that is Reversing Chronic Disease, A Journey Back to Health.
I've been a nutritional consultant now for almost 15 years, and I've had the pleasure and the privilege of working with many people with all kinds of chronic illnesses. And I see how powerful plants are, and I just want people to know they have choices. And a lot of people that I speak with are not aware of that.
What do you think, Patricia, are some of the biggest misconceptions about chronic disease or pain, chronic pain?
Well, I think they're looking in the conventional world for a drug to turn off the symptoms. But I feel like the best way to approach chronic illness is to find out what is out of balance in the body and correct that. Give your body an opportunity to work to restoratively, to correct some of the symptoms by addressing the imbalances that are present.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you find that more women are prone to chronic illness and pain than men, or is it pretty well balanced there?
You know, a good question, Sue. I feel like more women are prone to some of the chronic illnesses, although we know many men that do have chronic health problems, including fibromyalgia. But fibromyalgia, basically, it's 80% women, 20% men. That was the latest statistics that I read on that. So I think a lot of women do struggle. And in my job, I consult mainly with women with chronic illnesses and women that have hormonal imbalances. And I see all kinds of chronic symptoms with women, you know, just in general. Certainly many women are very healthy and feel well, but I see a lot of women who don't feel well.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about the ways that it's really impacting our health. I know, you know, if you're in pain all the time, habitual pain, or, you know, something is reoccurring over and over again as a chronic disease, life is not fun. So what do you see impacting our health to enhance, you know, make it actually better for people? What are some of the things they can do?
I feel like one of the main things that we need to do as we get older, women who are 35 and up, and this can be men as well, to work on our endocrine systems, working on balancing our hormones. And before our listeners say, oh, my goodness, hormones, you know, I'm afraid of hormones, they're dangerous, I want to remind everybody that we tend to feel better when we're younger. Maybe there's a correlation between being younger and having plenty of hormones, hormones that are in balance. And as we approach 35 and upward, our hormones are beginning to decline and shift out of balance. And that's ironically when we see a lot of chronic diseases and chronic illnesses surface. And because I've watched my own very sick body recover mainly by balancing my hormones, I know that hormones are power players in terms of health and well-being. But something I fear our listeners may not be aware of is the fact that there are very, I believe, very safe plant-based hormonal replacements that give you the benefit. And I have not seen the risk in the 15 years that I have worked with them. So I thought I would share that with our listeners because they may not be aware of that.
Well, that is the bioidentical hormones. And, you know, there's so much on the forefront. The balance of hormones is not just for women, as we're all being, you know, exposed to different types of hormone replacement for men as well. So I think you're right on track there when you're saying balance the endocrinology system. And once it is balanced, the body does have the ability to really heal.
Absolutely. And a lot of people do not know that in nature there are plants that have hormonal components to them that are not a close match to our endocrine system, but they are a perfect match for our endocrine system. And when you have a perfect match, you end up with benefit without the toxic side effects, or that's what I've seen.
Mm-hmm. I think kelp is one of those natural plants that definitely help with hormone balance, so I've heard.
Yes, particularly the thyroid.
With kelp?
Kelp can help the thyroid. Now, but it can help other things as well, but I work in a natural pharmacy in Georgia, and we use kelp in people that have thyroid imbalance. And, you know, I've seen kelp used for infertility and other female issues. You're right about that. But a lot of people use kelp to support thyroid function.
So what you're telling me, Patricia, and once again I'm with Patricia Stevens. She's written a book called Reversing Chronic Disease, A Journey Back to Health. If you have any type of chronic disease or you suffer with chronic pain, really go to reversingchronicdisease.com. So what you're telling me is that this is a great place to start. If you're not having success with a medical doctor, look at natural alternatives.
Yes, And one of the things, when I was really sick, I did a lot of research. I believe that you have to become your own advocate. If you're not getting answers, step up there, do your own research, and ask non-threatening questions to your doctors. And as I studied, I kept seeing symptoms of hormonal imbalance for me. That looked just like me, but the doctors just said, no, your hormones are fine, your hormones are fine. But I kept pressing that and kept working, and I found finally that I definitely did have hormonal imbalances, and hormones helped me.
But and balancing them really started to help with your entire condition. Is that so?
Yes.
We're going to talk a little bit more about this with Patricia Stevens when we get back here from break. She is a certified nutritional consultant, and you want to stay right here on Aging Info Radio. We're talking about reversing chronic disease and pain today. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Wherever you live, you want to feel connected and cared for, and that's the environment we create every day at Emeritus at Burr Ridge, one of Chicagoland's highest-rated senior living communities. Our community offers a full range of services from assisted living to skilled nursing. We also offer one of the most successful short-term rehab programs in the area. And now, for a limited time, we are offering value-priced suites. Emeritus Senior Living, where our family is committed to yours. Give them a call at 630-920-2900 or visit us at emeritus.com. Stop in and take a tour.
Is concern for your aging loved one preventing you from being productive at work or enjoying your vacation? You're never alone with family-owned Partners in Senior Care. We provide seniors with home care and geriatric care management services. Our caregivers can help with bathing, transportation, meal planning, and lots more to make things easier. We specialize in taking care of your family like our family. Partners in Senior Care, call us anytime at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
What if you could do something today that would make you feel better tomorrow? What if you could wipe your emotional slate clean of past experiences? What if you can end depression, anxiety, pain, old traumas and injuries, sleeplessness, and conditions others couldn't help? What if it took less than 30 minutes in one sitting? Well, emotional liposuction can. Act today and feel better tomorrow. Visit emotionalliposuction.com and dump your junk and move on with your life. All this starts at emotionalliposuction.com. Get your smile back at emotionalliposuction.com.
We worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
This is Susan Wacky, your host, and we are talking about reversing chronic disease and chronic pain today with certified nutritional consultant Patricia Stevens. She has written a really great book called Reversing Chronic Disease, A Journey Back to Health. Now, right before break, we brought up balancing hormones. Let's talk about, Patricia, some of the benefits that you had from, having, a disabling chronic health problem and how that really started. You started to say, you know what, this is definitely a benefit, making me better. What were some of the benefits?
First of all, Sue, it took me a little work to get my hormones balanced. I want to tell everybody, if they're thinking about this, don't expect to try one thing, one dose, boom, you're better. I had to work a little bit to get to that, but as I worked through that, I kept getting better and better. There's a lot of information that you need to consider. It's not that hard, though, and if you have a good clinician, they can take you right through it and help you a lot. And I want to tell you specifically what got better. When I got my hormones balanced, my energy came up, my pain went away, I could sleep again, my mood was better, even my urinary system got better. So I could see positive changes throughout my body when I got my hormones balanced. But the most riveting thing for me was all of the pain in my body went away. I had had TMJ pain for 7 years. I ate soft foods. When I got my hormones balanced, even though I had had some surgery on my jaw to correct that TMJ pain, which did not work, when I got my hormones balanced, the TMJ pain went away. It has been gone, honestly, for probably 14 years, and I can eat whatever basically I want to eat. I see a lot of people do not understand the symptoms of hormonal imbalance. They don't know that mood swings, it's much more than hot flashes. It could be trouble sleeping. It can be irregular periods, no sex drive, drive, vaginal tissue, feeling of anxiety, dread, difficulty concentrating. So there can be lots and lots of symptoms associated with endocrine imbalance.
Yeah, you know, this is really being discussed more and more in the, you know, with health issues. And it's so great to hear it. I think somebody said once, if your hormones are balanced, it's like a huge symphony for your body. It just works. And I mean, that's exactly what you're telling me. What about brain chemistry? How does that come about with, you know, balancing your hormones? Or did you like the fogginess that you talked about?
You know, hormones and brain chemicals work hand in glove together. As we age, we're not making as many hormones, but we're also not making as many brain chemicals. And brain chemicals like serotonin, norepinephrine, dopamine, those can slide out of balance as well and affect us. And not only will they affect our mood, those brain chemicals, but they will also affect our pain signals. Mm. And I see when we work on brain chemistry, even in the plant world, with things like 5-HTP, SAMe, those are power players with mood. They will help soften anxiety. They will improve sleep. I see less pain and things. So these are things that can really, really make a quality of life difference for people.
I find it so interesting, Patricia, that, you know, it's the little things that can make the biggest difference. And just like you said, you know, a couple nutritional supplements there can take away the brain fog, that you just feel better because your body is becoming in balance.
Exactly.
Now, let's talk. I really believe in nutrition. Nutrition is, you know, it says everything. The healthier you eat, the better you feel. It just all works. What are some of the nutritional things that, say, people could go out and buy today that you highly recommend?
Okay. I don't take tons of things, but I take some things. And for me, some things work better than others. Other people may need something different. I'll tell you the common deficiencies, and when you put these back in, it can make a big difference. One is magnesium. A lot of people are really low in magnesium, and they're not aware of it. Magnesium can slow down or stop aches and pains. It can calm the body, relax the body, improve sleep, and it has hundreds of different functions in the body. So magnesium deficiency should be addressed. It can even help PMS symptoms. I see that routinely. So magnesium. A lot of people are really low in vitamin D, and our listeners are in Chicago. Is that correct?
Yes. Steve? Well, our listeners are in the Chicagoland area and the surrounding states.
Okay. All right. When we are going through winter months and there's not much sun, we typically don't get enough vitamin D exposure, vitamin D. And if a lot of people who get their vitamin D levels tested through the doctor's office find that their vitamin D levels are really low. And low vitamin D can be equal to, for many people, to have aches and pains and immune dysfunctions. Many, many chronic illnesses are related to low D. It may not be the only missing piece, but for many people, replacing vitamin D can make them feel a lot better. So vitamin D is another one. Fish oil, a lot of people are not getting enough omega-3 fatty acids in the diet. Be sure you get a clean, quality fish oil because of mercury toxicity. You want to have something that's purified, and good quality companies know to do that. But fish oil can make people feel better. They can be less achy. Their skin can get better. It's anti-inflammatory. They just feel better in many different ways. So that can be a big deficiency for people.
That's a great place to start. Now, back to nutrition. Anything to eat that you know is really, you know, really high quality that will enhance your health tremendously in balancing yourself?
Whole grains. A lot of us are not getting enough fiber in our diet. We need to count our fiber grams maybe for a week and just see what we're getting. You need 25 to 35 grams of fiber a day. So you might do a little research on what you're eating and see if you're getting enough. Fiber is the broom. It sweeps out toxins. It can have it can help us with weight loss to some degree. It's just a power player in the body, and a lot of us are not getting enough of that. High quality fruits and vegetables, more lean meats, less simple carbs. The white stuff can cause us to gain weight, but it causes a lot of other problems, glucose problems, etc. So more whole grains, healthy fat, olive oil types of fats. The good quality olive oil can be very good.
Interesting. Well, you've given us enough to keep people busy today. Now, your book, Reversing Chronic Disease, A Journey Back to Health, what does the medical community say about your book?
Interesting question, because it is out of the vein of conventional thinking. However, many doctors are now really looking at alternatives. And my book is endorsed by Dr. Jacob Tettelbaum. He's an MD who is the medical director of the National Fibromyalgia and Fatigue Centers. And he has endorsed the book, and he has seen similar things in his practice. Dr. Patricia Quinn, who is the medical director of the National Center for Girls and Women with Attention Deficit Disorder, has endorsed the book. And then Dr. Glenda Davis has endorsed the book. Probably many doctors who read it would think it was quackery. But I've seen it work. You know, I've regained my health, and I've dropped disability, retrained, gone back to work. And I've seen so many other people who get better doing similar things. So I believe that it's something that can really restore and help people.
Well, when you really look at, you know, chronic pain, say, I mean, it's so natural for people to take ongoing medication. And all that's doing is masking the symptoms. It's never really, there's no possibility or minimal possibility of the body really healing itself naturally. So it's great that you're onto this. And once again, Patricia Stevens' website is reversingchronicdisease.com. There is hope if you have a chronic disease or you live with chronic pain. I mean, I would think that one of the biggest things that may get in the way is that people really don't know where to turn to find those natural therapies or a clinician that can really work with them.
There's doctors out there. More and more doctors are becoming open to natural therapies, and they're really doing a lot of research and studying natural therapies. So I feel like hope is definitely on the horizon through many different resources.
Well, I agree with you. I just love that hope is on the horizon. And once again, I'm with Patricia Stevens. Her book is Reversing Chronic Disease, and her website is justthat.com. Patricia, you have a lot to teach. I look forward to getting your book. I would like to read it. And thank you for being my guest today on Aging Info Radio.
It has truly been my pleasure, and I want to wish our listeners best of health to each of you.
Well, stay right here. I have another guest coming on, and we're going to talk more about emotional health and how that also affects chronic disease and chronic pain right here on Aging Info Radio. We will be right back.
BodyLogic MD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. BodyLogic MD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness. And her book, Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to BodyLogic MD. Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogicMD.com.
Antioxidants. Everyone wants to get the highest levels. Now the truth, there are 220 natural antioxidants. It is believed that tart cherries contain a group of antioxidants that when used regularly will affect your health. Research the benefits of Nature Blessed Tart Cherry Concentrate at ChooseCherries.com or AgingInfoRadio.com to learn more about Nature Blessed. It works, it's real, it's 100% natural, and it's locally grown. Drink the best, drink Nature Blessed.
A recent study found that the number one reason for people 50 years and older to lose their ability to perform everyday physical activities and enjoy life as they should is spinal disorders. Don't lose your mobility. Stay young your first 100 years with help from the doctors at Illinois Spinal Care of Elmhurst. Illinois Spinal Care is your choice for state-of-the-art corrective chiropractic care in a patient-friendly environment. Call 630-617-9790 or visit IllinoisSpinalCare.com.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free weekly seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat now. That's 800-429-9615.
Wherever you live, you want to feel connected and cared for. That's the environment created every day at Emeritus Burridge and Emeritus Prospect Heights, two of Chicagoland's highest rated senior living communities. Whether you're an independent senior looking to reap the rewards of an active, hassle-free lifestyle, or you need additional assistance with activities of daily living, short-term rehab, or the services of a skilled nursing facility, their dedicated caregivers are here to help ensure you or your loved one is leading a purposeful life in a place you'll be proud to call home. At Emeritus, they're passionately committed. Now is the time to embrace the caring and comfort you've earned from a life well lived. And now, for a limited time, they're offering value priced apartments. For your own personal tour, call 630-920-2900 or 847-797-2700. That's 630-920-2900 for Burridge or 847-797-2700 for Prospect Heights. For more information, visit emeritus.com. Emeritus Senior Living, where their family is committed to yours.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Zawacki.
Chicago is.
And for my Sue Says today, sponsored by Pause Chicago, a smile is the curve that sets everything straight. My next guest is Jenny Ellis. She has trained in psychology at Stanford University with a PhD, and she is an emotional health trainer. And of course, when you have chronic disease that you suffer from or chronic pain, it takes a toll on your emotional health. Well, hopefully Jenny today will give us some insight into this and how, you know, we can really take and make your emotional health better as your chronic disease or your chronic pain becomes lesser as well. And welcome, Jenny Ellis, to Aging Info Radio.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I know that emotions and health, as I said, are very tied. You know, when you don't feel good, and, you know, it just makes the emotions a little bit, I guess you could use the word more raw. You're just not yourself. But I also know that a lot of emotional health starts with, you know, self-doubt and self-worth, which is equivalent to a higher self-esteem. Am I on track to something here?
Absolutely.
So that is what you see or what you actually teach?
Yes. I help people build their self-esteem, build their self-worth, because, you know, low self-esteem really is associated with a lot of negative life outcomes. The list is long, but, you know, just for example, low self-esteem has been associated with depression and anxiety, stress symptoms, psychosomatic illnesses, spouse and child abuse, alcohol and drug abuse, eating disorders. It's just, it really has a bad impact on our lives. And, you know, it's when we can really get ourselves to the point that we value what we bring to this world, we start feeling emotionally better and our lives just sort of unfold before us.
Yeah, they're lifted up. That's what I always think that. Now, if somebody is having a chronic disease or they're suffering from chronic pain and it is taking a toll on their self-esteem, what would you recommend to them?
Yes, I would first start with kind of identifying those probably negative thoughts that are coming up when either they're in pain or even it's that have developed as a result of being in pain. Because if you have this negative voice that's telling yourself, you know, you're no good or, you know, you're not able to do X, Y, and Z, you start to believe it, and it just sort of becomes this self-defeating cycle. So one of the first things that I teach people is to, one, start learning how to catch yourself when you say these things to yourself. If you've been doing it for a very long time, it's just automatic, and you don't realize it. And so really the first step is being able to catch that. And then the next step, once you get good at that, is learning how to stop what you're saying and replace it with your strengths. So you have to start digging a little deep and kind of figuring out, you know, what do you like about yourself? What have other people mentioned that they like about you? And really embrace that. So that way when you start these negative thoughts, you can say, you know, no, I'm valuable, and here's why. You know, and I think it's coupling that value statement with reasons that really helps you kind of get behind that and start to feel better about yourself over time.
I would think, too, you know, it's really important what you surround yourself by, or as I always say, you know, what are you reading, or who are you talking to? I mean, who are the people around you that are your support system and your positive mm-hmm. impact, because that can also lift your self-esteem.
Absolutely. Yes, and even, unfortunately, the reverse. You know, if you're not surrounding yourself with the right kinds of people, they just tend to keep you down.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's also, I mean, when I really have a lot of compassion for people with chronic pain or a chronic disease, life is a lot more challenging. And for them to be able to be around people that support them and empower them is so important. And I'm here with Jenny Ellis. Her website is loveyourtrueReflection.com. We are talking about self-esteem and our emotional health today and so much more. And Jenny, I'm just curious, what in events in your life led you to, you know, helping people with self-esteem issues and confidence?
Yes. Well, actually, self-esteem is something that I struggled with for a long time. It sort of surfaced as a teenager, and I started focusing on all of the physical things that I for physical features I didn't have, you know, comparing myself to what was in the media. And, you know, as I got older, it got to the point where, you know, I hated looking at myself in the mirror. I was avoiding my reflection. And after a while, I was starting to get really depressed and feel really bad about myself. And eventually I said, you know, this is getting a little ridiculous, not being able to look at myself in the mirror. And I wanted to make a change. And so I started using, you know, some of the things that I learned in my psychology courses, which were about, you know, stopping those negative thoughts and replacing them with something positive, or at least just stopping them to begin with. And mm-hmm. over time, I started to feel better, and I started to be able to look at myself.
And then you said, you know what, I'm going to take this to other people. I'm here with Jenny Ellis. She's an emotional health trainer. You want to stay? Well, right here, we're going to find out why lowering your expectations is never a good idea when we get back here on Aging Info Radio with Jenny. We'll be right back.
Chicago Health is Chicagoland's premier healthcare magazine, providing insightful and interesting content on a variety of health-related topics like disease, treatment, lifestyle, the business of healthcare, innovative medicines, technology, and more. It currently prints 2 issues annually and publishes new, original stories regularly at ChicagoHealthOnline.com. Chicago Health Magazine, real patients, real doctors, a great resource. Be an advocate for your best health at ChicagoHealthOnline.com. That's ChicagoHealthOnline.com.
Get it together before it falls apart with a Care Connector Healthcare Binder from Partners in Senior Care. The Care Connector Binder helps you assemble all healthcare information in one simple format. The Care Connector provides peace of mind by keeping all essential medical information accessible at times when you need it most, such as doctor appointments or during times of crisis. Order yours today at partnersinseniorcare.com or call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com. CareConnector.com.
Natural exotic remedies are the rage, but one natural item, tart cherries, has been around for centuries to help with common ailments and has recently received tremendous scientific support and validation. Research the benefits of nature-blessed tart cherry concentrate at ChooseCherries.com or go to AgingInfoRadio.com to learn more about Nature Bless. It works, it's real, it's 100% natural, and it's locally grown. Drink the best. Drink Nature Bless.
Body Logic MD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. Body Logic MD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness. And her book, Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to Body Logic MD. Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogicMD.com.
Back to the show, sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Sawacki.
Yes, I'm here with Jenny Ellis, my guest, who has a PhD, trained in psychology from Stanford University as an emotional health trainer and entrepreneur. Jenny, you were talking about how you this all came about from for you. You actually didn't want to look at yourself or really deal with yourself in a healthy way, and you created your company.
Yes. Yes, I did. And actually, that occurred a little bit later. You know, so I thought that, you know, I had fixed myself, right, because I could look in the mirror. But it all came to a point in 2008, and this is really what started my passion for helping others, and also made me, let me take a step back. So in 2008, I was realizing that I was facing a depression coming on. And I knew what this felt like because back when I was younger, my parents got divorced when I was 12. And, you know, I felt like my whole world was crashing down around me. And I was just old enough to understand what was going on, but not old enough to understand the whys. And so I came away with that thinking, you know, well, the lesson learned here was that I'm never going to get divorced. You know, it's going to be forever, especially when there are kids involved. So 2008 rolls around, and, you know, I feel this depression coming on again. And, you know, I can't figure out why, because everything externally seems great. You know, I had this great job that paid well. I loved it. I had a great group of friends. The person that I had been, that I was married to, we had been together for over 15 years at that point. We had a beautiful son. We just bought our first home. You know, it didn't make any sense. And, you know, so I decided to start, you know, building my self-esteem again, doing the same tips and strategies I had done before. And when I started to feel better about myself and life started to feel brighter, I realized that there was a lot more to it. And one day I came home and my three-year-old was having his meltdowns that he had regularly. And I realized that, you know, my problem was that what was depressing me was my relationship. And I had spent so many years changing my expectations. In the relationship, you know, and I communicated to, you know, when we were together before we were married, what I needed from him. And he either wouldn't do it or he'd do it for a little bit and then forget. And I would come up with all these creative ways to try to help him remember. And it just wasn't working. And because I had made that promise to myself that I was never going to get divorced, I decided to change what I needed from a relationship. And in doing so, I ended up becoming just a shell of a person doing the motions of life. That's what I felt like. And, you know, I realized it was because I lowered my expectations to try and make the relationship work. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, where it all went wrong. And so when my son was melting down again, I realized that, you know, if I had to make a change, you know, I had to be true to what I needed in life and in a relationship. And not only that, I was modeling a certain kind of relationship for my son.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it was a hard decision, but I made the step to get a divorce, and it just, everything changed after that. You know, I was terrified. I, being a single parent and watching my mom do it when I was younger, I was just in utter fear, and there are times I just wanted to turn around and just stay with what I knew. But I took that leap of faith, and, you know, my son just started smiling more and was happier once we moved out. I ended up getting a promotion where I was working. I met my soulmate, and we got married, and he joined the Foreign Service. And I had always wanted to travel and see the world, and now I'm getting to do that. And it's just, and that allowed me to pursue my passion of helping women build self-esteem.
And that also taught you to never lower your expectations, because it is not a good idea, correct?
Exactly. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You lose yourself in the process.
Yeah, absolutely. I concur. You've got my my vote there. Now, when people are really down, and as I keep going back to chronic disease or chronic pain, because it just takes so much out of somebody, but do you have a secret to sanity in this area when life does bring you down, whether it be from an illness or just life in general?
Yeah. Well, you know, I hope it's a simple solution, really. And one is to stop, I guess, reaching for what you think you're expected to do. You really have to stop and get in touch with who you are and stay true to the things that make you, the things that you want and need from life. And, you know, when you can let go what you think the world might want from you and just focus on you and what you need and want, it really does help you to say, okay, you know, look, it's not that big of a deal, and I can do this. And, you know, it just, you feel better as long as you stay true to who you are.
Yeah, and you honor that. I would think that that's just
absolutely
as important. And that's where a lot of people live, for other people, or, mm-hmm. you know, to meet expectations of others. And then down the road, they become, you know, unhappy. And I do believe that emotional health is very linked to our physical well-being.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see this in coaching people?
Yes. And, you know, even the other way around. Yeah, I guess it's kind of a chicken and egg thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because you never really know what begins it. But, there's one project that I'm trying to get started to help women build their confidence and self-worth. And from some of the submissions I've received so far, there are a number of people who have been dealing with chronic pain or dealing with some sort of emotional pain in their lives, and they're finally realizing that, you know, I need to make changes. And it's really when they can start to embrace who they are and stay true to themselves that, you know, they're really going to start to see.
Yes, emotional health is just as important in the area of health as, you know, physical health. And I'm here with Jenny Ellis. She's going to give us her words of wisdom for the day when we get back here. So don't go away. You're with Aging Info Radio. We will be right back.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free weekly seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat now. That's 800-429-9615.
What if you could do something today that would make you feel better tomorrow and beyond? Emotional liposuction can. What if it took less than 30 minutes in one setting? Emotional liposuction can. What if you could wipe your emotional slate clean of past experiences? Emotional liposuction can. What if you can end depression, anxiety, pain, old traumas and injuries, sleeplessness, and conditions others couldn't help? Emotional liposuction can. Do you want to feel better? Act today and feel better tomorrow. Visit EmotionalLiposuction.com now. Emotional Liposuction has already helped thousands. You can be better. Call 312-446-8218. Schedule an appointment for change. That's 312-446-8218. The sooner you call, the sooner you're better. So visit EmotionalLiposuction.com and dump your junk and move on with your life. All this starts with a few clicks at EmotionalLiposuction.com. Get your smile back. Life is a good place to be. Call 312-446-8218 now.
Wherever you live, you want to feel connected and cared for. That's the environment we create every day at Emeritus at Prospect Heights, one of Chicagoland's highest-rated senior living communities. Our community offers a full range of services from assisted living to skilled nursing. We also offer one of the most successful short-term rehab programs in the area. And now, for a limited time, we are offering value-priced suites. Emeritus Senior Living, where our family is committed to yours. Give them a call at 847-797-2700 or visit us at emeritus.com. Stop in and take a tour.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now back to Aging Info Radio.
This is Susan Wacky, your host, and my guest is Jenny Ellis. She is an emotional health trainer. We're talking about emotional health and how it affects our overall health. And Jenny, for emotional health, give us your words of wisdom for the day. What would you say is some really great expert advice?
I would say to find the strengths about you that really spark who you are and just embrace it and go with it. If you stay true to it, then your life will unfold before you.
There you go. And once again, Jenny's website is loveyourtruereflection.com. Thank you, Jenny, for being my expert guest today on Aging Info Radio.
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed it.
All right, we'll be in touch. Well, we are all learning that many times we can eliminate a third party as a consumer. You can go directly to Chicago Title Land Trust Company for your land trust solution. The simple and affordable way to avoid probate, choose who inherits your home with one simple form. And this saves your family or can save your family thousands in legal fees, time, and aggravation. And it also keeps your assets away from creditors. Call Chicago Title Land Trust at 312-223-4110 or visit their website at ctlandtrust.com. And let's see, my pause pooch this week is Biscuit. Biscuit is a two-year-old female Great Pyrenees, so cute, big and cuddly, and will probably even get bigger. Contact Paws Chicago at 773-935-PAWS. And, of course, Biscuit is there waiting with her paws crossed. Right, Daisy. For you to contact them, you can also contact Paws through our website at aginginforadio.com. And if you have any questions about our show or you are in need of an elder care, boomer, or senior service, referral, or resource, Aging Info Radio can help you out. Give us a call at 866-560-3965 or email info at aginginforadio.com. And, you know, I just crossed paths with two baby boomer friends this past week who need referrals or services. So keep in mind you are not alone, as one in every four households are caring for a disabled or aging loved one directly or indirectly. And based on the demographics, it is just going to continue to grow. So also, if you've missed any of our show today and you want to hear it, it will be up on podcast very shortly after we air, along with a show blog, pictures of our guest and their contact information through their website, all on our site at aginginforadio.com. Make sure you follow us on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. We do love to tweet here and there. And on our homepage, you can also join our email list for a weekly show email. I want to thank my guests today, Patricia Stevens and Jenny Ellis, and Debbie Schreiner, my programmer here at Aging Info Radio. She is my patient programmer. I am Susan Wacky, your host, and until we meet again, this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
That was
Aging Info Radio, presented by Emeritus Senior Living Communities. For boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old. Be sure to catch us again next Sunday as we continue our conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey, right here on AM 560, The Answer.
Attention business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO? MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is LLC, as in incorporation.